Masechet Berachah, Perek Ches, Mishnah Beit. Amar Echad Harei Shali Be'aser Slum. Somebody wanted to redeem a field, and he said, "I redeem the field from Hegdish for 10 slum." Ve'achad Omer Be'aser, and then another person came along and outbid him by offering 20 slum for the field. Ve'achad Omer Bishleishim. Ve'achad Omer Ba'arban. Ve'achad Omer Be'chamishim. The next person came along and offered 30 slum for the field. The next person offered 40. And the final person offered 50. Chazer Be'eshel Chamishim, the masculine min Chazer of Ad Ezer. If the person who bid 50 changed his mind and didn't want to redeem the field, then we would give it to the person who offered 40, and we would force the person who bid 50 to give from his property 10 slum, if Hegdish lost out, since he was Chazer from his bid, so therefore he has to give the additional 10. Chazer Be'eshel Abam, the masculine min Chazer of Ad Ezer. Chazer Be'eshel Shleishim, the masculine min Chazer Ad Ezer. Chazer Be'eshel Esrim, the masculine min Chazer Ad Ezer. If the person who offered 40 also backed that, so we would give it to the person who offered 30, and the person who offered 40 had to give 10 slum from his property to Hegdish, so too, if the person who offered 30 backed out, he would have to pay 10 slum, and if the person who offered 20 backed out, he also has to give 10 slum. Chazer Be'eshel Esrim. If the person who offered 10 slum also backed out, Meichoneisa B'Shavya V'Nifram Mishel Esrim Tamaisa, in such a case, Hegdish will sell it off for its value. Whoever wants to redeem it at its value will redeem it, and the person who offered 10 will pay the difference to Hegdish from the amount that the person redeemed it for and the 10 slum that he offered. So therefore, if the person redeemed it for 3, he would pay 7 to Hegdish. Now, that what the Mishnah said, that the person who backed out pays the difference between his bid and the person who bid under him. That's if they backed out one after the other. But if two or three of them backed out at the same time, they would split up the difference between them. For example, if one person offered 10, the next person offered 20, and the third person offered 24. If they backed out one after the other, the person who offered 24 would pay 4 to Hegdish, and the person who offered 20 would pay 10. But if the person who offered 20 and the person who offered 24 backed out at the same time, so now Hegdish gives it to the person who offered 10. So Hegdish lost 14, the two people who backed out would pay 7 each. So too, if all three of them back out, and Hegdish sells it off to somebody for 3. So now Hegdish lost 21, the difference between 24 and 3. The three people who backed out would pay 7 each. Since they backed out at the same time, they split up the cost between them. Habalim Omrim Be'esrim. V'chol Adam Omrim Be'esrim. Habalim Kodmim. V'pnei Shehen Mosifin Chonim. If when the field is redeemed, the original owner who was marked as the field offers 20, and other people also offer the same amount, 20. Even though they all offered the same amount, the original owner who was marked as it has first dibs to redeem the field because he adds a fifth to his bid. He paid 25 altogether, so Hegdish prefers that the original owner redeems the field, and that way they get 25. Masechet Erechim, Parches, Mishnah Bim. Amar Echad, Harehi Shalit, Be'esrim Be'echad. Habayim Neisman, Esrim B'Shesh. Somebody marked this as Sada Achuzim. And when it's time to redeem it, the person who is marked this shit offers 20. And somebody else offers 21, the original owner wins the bid and he gives 26. Even though the original owner was outbid, if somebody else offered 21 and he offered only 20, he still won the bid. And the original Bayim has to add a Chomesh, a fifth, so he pays 25. So since his total offer is more than the other offer, he's the one that wins the bid, but he has to give 26, not just 25. But since he won the bid, he has to give the full bid of the person who lost, which is 21. Plus, he has to give a chumash. Now, he only has to give 26. He doesn't have to give more than that, as even though if you add on a chumash to 21, it's more than 26. But the din is that the bottom only has to give a chumash from their own offer, not from the other person's offer. So now that he won the bid, and he bid worth 25 together with the chumash, he gives the offer of the other person, which is 21, plus the chumash from his bid, which is 5 out of 20 altogether. He gives 26 when he redeems the field. The Esrim Ushtayim. Habayim Meisman, Esrim Beshev. If the original owner bid 20, and somebody else bid 22, the original owner won the bids and six bids together with the chumash of 25, but he has to give 27. He has to give the full 22 of the other person's offer, plus a chomesh from his own bit, which is 5 altogether, 27. The esrim v'shalosh habal meisnin esrim u'shmona. The esrim v'arba habal meisnin tisha. The esrim say too. If the balan bid 20 and somebody else bid 23, the balan have to give 28, the 23 that the other person offered, plus a chomesh from their own offer. And so too, if somebody else bid 24, the original owner won the bid, even though he bid only 20. And he has to pay the 24 that the other person bid, plus a chomesh from his own bid, which is 29. The chamisha ba'esrim, ha'balim meisnin shloshim, she'en meisibin chomesh, ari luyo shalzeh. So too, in a case where the other person bid 25, even though the original balim only bid 20, the original balim won the bid, and he has to give 30 to hegdish. He has to give the 25 that the other person bid, plus a chomesh from his own bid, altogether 30. But he doesn't have to add a chomesh from the extra amount that the other person bid, from the extra fat that the other person bid, as the Baal do not have to be meister of a chomesh for the extra amount that the other one bid. He only has to give a chomesh from his own bid, so therefore he gives a chomesh from the 20 that he bid, which is 5, and that has to be added on to the 25 that the other person bid. Now the Gemara asks, in this case, why do we force the original owner to redeem the field and give 30? Let him say that in this case, since the amount that I bid together with the chomesh is 25, and the other person also bid 25, so he bid the same amount that I did, so let him redeem it. I don't want to redeem it in this case, since you will force me to pay 30. The answer is that we're talking about over here where the original balim offered a little bit more than 20. They bid 20 plus a pruta. So together with the chomesh, that's 25 and a pruta. So therefore, they outbid the other person who bid only 25. The original owner won the bid, and we forced him to give 30 plus a pruta. But in a chanami, in such a case, that the original balim only bid 20, so therefore his bid altogether is 25. We would not force him to redeem the field and give 30. Instead, the other person would redeem the field for 25. Somebody might just say achuzim, and somebody else offers to redeem it from hegdish for 26 zlot. In Rasu Habalim Litain Shloshim Be'achad V'dinor Habalim Kedmon Bim Lav Oimrim Higatif. If the original owner wants to bid 21 slum, that altogether with the chomesh will be 26 slum plus a dinar. And the chomesh is a chomesh from the bar from the outside, which is a quarter of the bid. So therefore, a quarter of 21 is 5 slum plus a dinar. The dinar is a quarter of a selah. So therefore, in such a case that he bid 21, his bid together with the chomesh is more than the other person's bid at 26 slum plus a dinar, and the other person only bid 26. So if he wants to bid 21, he would have won the bid, and altogether he would have to give 31 slum plus a dinar. As was said before, that he has to give the full bid that the other person bid, which is 26, plus a chomesh of his own bid, which we said is 5 slum and a dinar. So in such a case, he would have to give the head the 31 slum and a dinar. But if he does not want to bid 21 slum, he wants to bid less, so therefore, he was outbid by the other person, and Hegdish will tell the other person, it's yours, you've won the bid, and you redeem it from Hegdish for 26 slum.